Hello, everyone, and welcome to this Q&A session for our upcoming course, Becoming a Shining One, a shamanic initiation into the ancestral healing energy practices of Peru. This is Amy here at the Shifts Network, and it is my distinct honor to be hosting this Q&A call, where we'll explore the teachings of Peruvian curandero, psychologist, and author Don Oscar Muro Quesada, and address questions about his upcoming 7-week course, Becoming a Shining One, which begins next Tuesday, September 5th. Later, I'll explain how you can participate in this course, even if you can't attend live. But first, I want to take a moment and introduce our beloved guest for those of you who may not be familiar with him. Don Oscar Muro Quesada Solevo is a respected Camasca curandero and Alto Misayoc adept from Peru, founder of the Heart of the Healer, and originator of the Pachacuti Mesa tradition, cross-cultural shamanism. He's an internationally acclaimed shamanic teacher and healer, earth-honoring ceremonialist, and author. Don Oscar is an OAS fellow in ethnopsychology, a member of the Evolutionary Leader Circle and Birth 2012 Welcoming Committee. He has been guiding ethno-spiritual pilgrimages to sacred sites of the world since 1986, with a special emphasis on Peru and Bolivia. He is a popular faculty member here at the Shift Network and in educational centers in the USA and abroad. He is dedicating his life to the revitalization of Aboriginal wisdom traditions as a means of restoring sacred trust between humankind and the natural world. A seasoned navigator of non-ordinary states of consciousness, Don Oscar is well prepared to help people from all walks of life access realms of being through which multidimensional powers and forces are available for healing self, others, and our planetary ecosystem as a whole. His ceremonial work and shamanic apprenticeship programs have been featured on Sounds True, CNN, Univision, A&E, Discovery Channel, and the History Channel's Ancient Aliens. Now, in a few minutes, we're going to open up for your questions. But first, I want to welcome Don Oscar, who will begin our call by leading us in an opening meditation and practice. Don Oscar, welcome.
Thank you, my beloved Amy. And that rendition of my life's trajectory is a friendly holographic projection of our own divinity is humbling. I hope I can live up to it. That said, Tiayukui teksebuyo hampikamayo ayukuna. Welcome, my beloved universal shaman family, my theophantic and hierophantic passers-by that walk with reverence upon this planet. It is a pleasure to be here together in a unified field of healing light upon our beloved Pachamama. Many of you have felt a stirring, a calling within to resurrect, to embody a deified sense of being, especially when our mortal bodies in these current times are so bombarded by lesser and inferior instinctual yearnings, those that call us to worship the materialistic and reductionistic ideologies that permeate our human psyche. Yet these shadow moments on our planetary unfolding as a species are the alchemical pleroma, are the fullness from which the true philios philosophorum, the true elixir, can emerge. And that elixir is the innate divinity that exists within each of us. And that innate divinity is called forth when we witness the birth of a child, a total solar eclipse, the whispering winds in the leaves of a tree that speak the voice of Creator or God better than any text could even attempt to convey. These are those moments in which one remembers themselves as the same as that one source from whence all has emerged. That is a resurrected body. That is what it means to be a shining one. Shamanic cultures, traditional Aboriginal peoples that have a shamanic calling to serve the earth as well as their human communities, are Gnostics. They realize that they are the source of life that our Earth Mother calls for in her children. In that sense, shamanism is the originating spark that then gave birth to the various Gnostic and Hermetic traditions of both East and West, and the Aboriginal shamanic cultures of the Americas. Shamanism being that primordial impetus in our human evolution is what galvanized my own life of service to the restoration of soul upon this good earth. That said, I invite you to allow yourselves an opening to that soul space, to that Iyanunai, to that place of being light. For soul associated with the Western Greco-Roman and Egyptian traditions is relegated often to that shadowy realm of the netherworld, of the below, of the within. And it is time to complete that cycle of dismissal of our true essence as radiant sources of illumined presence and action in the world. That is why this 7-week offering, this apprenticeship process, has been carefully designed to help all people, whether they are current practitioners or just superficially interested in harnessing the healing energies that reside within that awakened luminous being that is your true self, to be offered in service to the healing of self and others, has been created. This is the next step as a universal shaman that I am called to offer you on your journey of return to one source. The eclipse, ineffable, a visceral reminder of our drunkenness, our ephemeral illusion that we are permanent in an otherwise inherently transformational, ever-changing creative flow, as a spark within the great undifferentiated aesthetic continuum that we call the Teksemuyu Amaru, the creative ovum, that circle of originating mystery, that it is our duty, our dharma, in a sense, to rediscover ourselves as the embodiments of. And through a process of progressive mastery in our ritual capacities as healers and earth ceremonialists, that awakening of that primordial being, that Hermetic self, is discovered, or rediscovered, better said. Therefore, Let us live it here, now. Close your eyes. Bring your awareness to your breath. And wherever you may have been during this total solar eclipse that transpired on August 21, 2017 of the Common Era, relive that experience within your Hanang-uma, your higher mind. See yourself as you breathe in resonant harmony into the unfolding, into the inner living and rebirth of yourself as witness to the celestial marriage of sun and moon. Allow yourself to feel and embody, to become that lovemaking of light and dark that allows the emergence of a transcendent third, which is the One. And as you breathe deeply into this experience of totality, of deep, visceral awareness, that what you are seeing in the sky is first taking place within your soul, that what is without is first within. Feel it. Allow yourself the truth of gnosis, of yachai, of this perennial wisdom shared by adepts of the great work. And listen to the following words sent to me day before yesterday in a card written by a dear sister whom many of you know, Victoria Hoch. Take her words in to every fiber of your being. And when the moon covers the sun, and when the moon covers the sun, and they are in totality together, and in the darkness of that short night, when in reversal anything is possible, may that which has been denied and violated in our world, the power and harmony of the goddess beneath our feet, may she rise and Pachamama be crowned, and her love and beauty blossom, and may our worship and honor in her great dreaming womb within that short darkness be the living seeds of a new reality. Exhale all the air from your lungs. Allow the palms of both of your hands to be open to the heavens, resting upon your thighs or knees or table, as you wish. Retain that exhaled breath emptying your lungs totally of all air. Tip of tongue against upper palate, gently touching. Begin a slow, gentle inhalation through the nose, filling your lungs to capacity with this new reality born of the marriage of sun and moon, of the divine fusion of all duality. As the great work we are called to do. Retain your breath, allowing this transmission of word and experience to be crystallized in your higher mind, universal heart, and sacred center. The three worlds of our shamanic peoples. Now, on the count of three, blow forth into the screen your experience, allowing it to converge with that of every other good brother and sister here gathered. One, two, three. Bien recibido este hampi, esta intiquia canchay chascay. Que así sea, en nombre de todos ellos, maestros y maestras de este linaje camasquero que informa el camino de luz, de ellos llamados a la presencia del gran centro de amor, que es su ser. Gently, slowly open your eyes, allowing your gaze to be directly into the screen that you are watching. Now allow the transmutational flame of our tradition as universal shamans to touch your awakened soul as a shining one. Direct your left palm towards the flame. Bring your right palm to your heart. One more time, exhale all the air from your lungs. Hold on the exhalation. Gaze into the flame. Take a deep breath through the nose, drawing in this flame of awakening of your luminous body into your heart. Retain and gently exhale through the nose, anchoring your breath in heart and in navel, or sacred center. One, two, three. I am, we are, here, now, all, one, loving light within. The above, the below, the left, the right, the behind, the before, the created, the uncreated, the source within. Remember this, experience it, be it. I now open the field to any questions people may have, that I may provide reflections back to yourselves as the answer to those questions.
Thank you so much, Don Oscar. We'll have an opportunity to take many questions, both live, and many of you have written in questions in anticipation of this event, and so I have a selection of those on hand too. I want to thank all of you for your eagerness and your in submitting your questions. We have far more than we'll be able to address tonight, but hopefully we'll get to ones that will speak to your soul. Now, as we move through the questions, Oscar may reference something that will be addressed in the upcoming course, Becoming a Shining One, that starts next Tuesday, September 5th. And if you're one of those people who likes to read along or see what the offer is, you can visit shiningonecourse.com and read the full description of this 7-week course there. Now, we have a question here from Deb, and Deb writes in and she says, I believe that establishing a meditation practice and strengthening my connection with spirit and nature are the most important things I can be doing, but my attention and energy are pulled in many directions, including various opportunities for spiritual growth, the wealth of information on the internet, the news of the day, daily responsibilities, and more. How do I decide what is the right path for me, and how can I resist the distractions and bring my focus to that? Thank you for considering my question.
Simplicity is transformation. Choice is awareness. Deborah, I choose for you to be a mirror of your ability to take it all in, like Avalokiteshvara, the Buddha of compassion, that grew 13 heads and 1,000 arms in order to embrace the suffering of the world. That being of compassion is within each of us. It is our true, eternal, immortal soul self. Therefore, daily, wake up and call upon your own way of embodying the most pristine, elevated, sublime vision of compassionate divinity that you have encountered in your readings, in an art museum, in a sculpture. Bring that awareness of the aesthetic substratum foundation of divinity into your body before going about with your day's activities. Then, there'll be a filtering out of everything that does not sustain that innate divinity that is your essence. And you will not fret about making the right choice with anything that is presented upon your path.
Beautiful. Thank you, Don Oscar. As you are aware, there are many people who have taken courses with you through the SHIFT Network, and many people are wondering how this course will be different from the courses that you've offered previously. Could you take a moment to share with us the opportunities of this 7-week course?
Certainly. Yet first allow me to shed a little more light on that question.
For those of you who may just be joining us, I would invite you to also open up in your browser the website for this course so you can read the full description, which is shiningonecourse.com.
What is different about this 7-week apprenticeship experience is its hands-on focus on becoming the healing energies known and used by the ancestral Heart Island shamanic peoples of the Camasca lineage of Peruvian curanderismo. Many of you who have taken previous courses with me have been given an introduction to the forces and energy potentials of Causai, vital life energy, or vital life force, similar to chi, of sami, which is animating essence, similar to prana, and of kanchai, which is light energy, very similar to that shekinah, that saiwa, or feminine ray of activating power that moves through the phenomenal world. Yet you have not been introduced to the healing energy of Iyanunai, which is the reservoir of co-creative mythos of the dreaming soul that is able, with the proper application and delivery into one's solar plexus, to bring wholeness into otherwise fragmented experiences of being. Therefore, at this level, I am confident that the use of Iyanunai as medicine for the soul that restores wholeness in its purest form is the key to being a shining one. Then, using the mesa, the Pachacuti Mesa tradition altar ground, that each direction is a pleroma, a fullness of vibrational frequencies, of shamanic alliances that are not only in the realm of daemon in terms of archetype, but in the realm of actual visceral experience, of having a true totemic animal ally come into your space, breathe on your neck, or offer the flapping of its wings to move the feathers on your altar ground. These experiences that sound imaginary are exactly that. They are a breaking through into the imaginal realm that is made manifest in the world of form in this third dimensional space we co-inhabit. This is the way I can describe, to the best of ability, how totally transformed I feel and know in my own heart that anybody who puts effort into mastering the skills and the ritual arts associated with each of these energies, kausai for healing of body or harmonizing of body, samisongkoi for harmonizing of heart and emotional issues, kanchai for harmonizing of our spiritual essence, Sami Umai for harmonizing mental or psychological conditions, and Iyanunai for harmonizing our soul experience. Anybody who is willing to take the plunge into the rabbit hole and part the veil between worlds, sustained by the loving grace of our shamanic community, will be awakened as a shining one. And like Enoch, who did not need to die but was taken by Metatron into the Merkaba, we shall rejoice in the resurrection of our global body as shamanic wisdom keepers, prophesied by the ancient ones of the Andes. That's what you'll get in this course.
I also just want to add on to that beautiful description of the opportunity of this 7-week course, that there have been so many incredible support materials provided for this course. So for those of you who may be new to hearing the Quechua language, there's an amazing terminology guide that you can reference throughout. And there are also, the class will be delivered both in video and audio format. So you'll have an opportunity to apprentice these rituals in a very visceral way as we move through the time. Now, Don Oscar, we have a question here from Josephine, who is watching us now, and she says, how do you know if shamanism is your path?
Do you need to know, Josephine? Like anything in life, it can be a path, it can be a vocation, or it can be simply a stepping stone on your soul's progression as a luminous one. If you resonate with anything that you are experiencing, not only hearing with your ears that I am offering during our time together, if you are feeling anything in your body, I would pay attention to the fact that the shamanic path may be of sustenance to your current spiritual yearnings. I trust that you have the inner wisdom to decide that for yourself, my good sister. Thank you for asking the question. And as a matter of fact, Amy, thank you for bringing up the video component of these teachings, because a lot of the hands-on work will have to be demonstrated live by me and my altar ground around the particular area of one's own altar ground that is most conducive to the full impact of these five healing energies that we will cover. So I'm looking very forward to that different aspect of this course that has not been in others, the actual demonstration as to how to do these practices for the healing of self, others, and our planet as a whole. Thank you. Thank you, Josephine, for your question.
So I have another question here. This is from Laura. Laura says, often the star beings on Sirius are referred to as shining ones. Is there a relationship between the Sirians and what you refer to as shining ones here on Pachamama that we are becoming?
He or she who is anointed by the garment of light is of the stars and is more than the stars. The term shining one can be used as a descriptive, normative term, or it can be lived as a reality. And depending upon one's own connection to the earth plane or to the astral planes, the star world, yes, Sirius, Pleiades, Orion, Beta, Serpicon, whatever star system, Alpha and Beta Centauri, whatever star system has a historical influence in our myths of origin on this planet in terms of leading or nudging certain civilizations during actual eras of their evolution to be great powers and humanistic presences on our earth has merit in terms of their association with shining ones. Yet the way that I use it is very simple. It is the same way that it is understood being used in the pre-monotheistic Hermetic traditions of the Greco-Roman and Egyptian, Babylonian, and Chaldean origins. Those proto-biblical understandings that the church has denied for so long, that speak of the primordial human, of the one associated to the angels, that is our own self. That is the shining one I'm most interested in educing from each of us as a light in the world of great healing magnificence and love. I trust this will help situate your star relative question, sister.
Thank you, Don Oscar. I would like to bring it back to the earthly realms here for a moment. I have a very beautiful question from Diane. Diane says, I have been suffering with anxiety and depression on and off for many years. Every time I seem to be making progress, fears creep back in and my body reacts with illness and pain. Is there some kind of ritual that can be done to heal my body and return to the state of peace and safety?
It's all vibration. Understanding the use of vibration, modulating its frequency through sound, through sustained imagistic discipline, and through ritual applications of one's shamanic altar allies in the forms of our power items and medicine objects, is, in my humble opinion, the most immediate way to effect a shift in your experience of dis-ease. If you are associating the anxiety and the emotional body that you witness having associated with a depletion of life force in your physical vehicle, the application of what is known as kausai, as well as the application of what is known as sami songkoi, which are the equivalent of the gravitational force married to the weak nuclear force of an atom, is able to penetrate and infiltrate through the barriers in your physiology and work at a subatomic level to, just like you would be using acupuncture needles to unblock the chi in one's body, in a similar fashion will unblock that circuitry in your bioetheric matrix that is, for X reason, been conditioned to not cooperate with the rest of the magnificence that you are. And I feel that with a short period of these treatments, maximum 3 to 4, you will experience a remarkable shift and a clearing of the bio-emotional infirmity that you have described. More than an infirmity, my love, what I'm sensing is that there's ways of interpreting the universe and the world around you that would deeply benefit from having others in your life that reflect their own transformation of similar situations into a new empowered experience of being. And that community that is co-created in these apprenticeship circles is the medicine, is really the sustaining field to do our inner work and evolutionary soul walk. What was this good sister's name again?
Her name was Laura. Oh no, I'm sorry. It's not Laura. Her name is Diane. Excuse me.
Diane. Direct your left hand to the screen, please. And any of you on this call that is experiencing or identifying a bit with what Diane has expressed in terms of that temporary miasm that she carries between heart and body, direct your left palm to the screen, please. And receive what I am to say, breathing gently in, drawing in the transmission through your left hand into your physical vehicle, into your body, infusing it with loving, healing intentionality. Co-say. Ofrecido sea los encantos, calicantos, poderes, virtudes y sombra curandera del gran Amaru y de la gran Chaigua. Serpiente divina, delfín amoroso, sus medicinas recibidas de la tierra y de las aguas sacrosantas de la Pachamama, ofrecidas en esta transmisión de curación a la hermana Diana y todos ellos presentes y necesitados de esta bendición. Que así sea y así será, en nombre de mi mentor y maestro, Don Celso Rojas Palomino de Salas, Chiclayo. Bring your left hand over to your heart space. Bring your right hand down to your koshko, to your navel. Open your eyes. Be at peace. Thank you for allowing this medicine service.
Thank you, Don Oscar. Now, is the transmission that you just offered something that people will learn how to do themselves in this upcoming week to more deeply understand these energetics?
Most certainly. This is why I was led. And you know that my style is very intuitive when it comes to being of service to our community. That's why I was led to offer this light amplified emission radiation, a laser-like transmission into the viewing field. It's what I do and what I must do. It's my dharma. Thank you.
Thank you.
And everybody, yes, we'll learn this and much, much more. This is a taste.
Delicious one at that. So I have another question here. This question is from Jerry. And Jerry's question is, if one has a vision, how can you tell what timeline it's on? Past, present, or future?
If it's a capital V vision, it's always a remembering of your original self. It's your primordial self. It exists before time. If it is a vision of that majesty, of that divinity and apotheotic impact in your life, there is no need to situate it within a human construction of time. If it is a small case, the vision, it is up to the person who has received it to make it prophetic or not, to see it as something that will fulfill itself, or to just receive it in gratitude as a reminder of something that's in process of being completed in your life. That is my best understanding of this.
Thank you, Don Oscar. There are so many wonderful questions, and I wish that we could get to all of them. We will have time to get to one or two more. But before we take further questions, I want to take a moment and share with everyone some more of the specifics about this upcoming 7-week course that starts next Tuesday, September 5th. We'll broadcast live each week at 4 p.m. Pacific. And if you can't attend live, we post the recordings as well as transcripts to what we call the course homepage. And that's a home for the course where all of the videos, transcripts, recordings are stored. So it's very easy to access and revisit all of the materials that are that go along with this course. Now, in addition to the 7 weeks of live classes with Don Oscar, we also have a really incredible bonus package. The first bonus that I want to share about is what we're calling the Pachacuti Mesa Tradition Basics Toolkit. And this includes everything that you'll need to get started bringing this tradition alive in your life, to really manifesting it in your world, in your home, or on the road, wherever you may be. And if you choose to sign up, you'll have immediate access to this toolkit that has the PMT Basics Guide, the Pachacuti Mesa Tradition. We like to call that the PMT. So the basics guide that also includes the Quechua terminology guide, which I mentioned earlier. There's also a lovely audio that is the file of toning the directions so that you can hear some of the chanting and beautiful words that are associated with this tradition. And there is also a wisdom guide, which is a compilation of questions and answers that have been put together over the past 3 years of Don Oscar offering his teachings. And this collection alone is a course in and of itself. There's so much here, and there's a lot of juicy material to get started with right away. In addition to everything I just mentioned, this isn't listed as a bonus, but Don Oscar has 5 of his sanctioned teachers that are supporting this class. So if you choose to sign up and you have a question or you don't understand something, you will get a reply. You will get an informed and helpful, loving, caring reply from the teachers who have dedicated their lives to this tradition. The other bonuses in this class involve shamanic practices to start your day. It's an audio recording from Don Oscar. It's a beautiful induction to really embody these practices on a regular basis. And the last bonus is 3 guided journeys, which are recordings from Don Oscar. You can read more information on those if you go to shiningonecourse.com. Now, if you register by tonight, August 29 at midnight, you'll also receive a really beautiful and heartening audio conversation titled An Initiated Life, Finding Wholeness in Dismemberment, which is a dialogue between Don Oscar and Mirabai Starr. In the time of the world that we live in, this medicine is just right on time, finding wholeness in dismemberment. So that's only available if you sign up tonight. Now, as Don Oscar already articulated so beautifully, this course will be a hands-on initiation into the Pachacuti Mesa tradition, cross-cultural shamanism. So you can expect a lot of beauty to unfold in your life and in your home if you choose to sign on with us. And you can do that by going to shiningonecourse.com. Now, Don Oscar, what would you say is the one thing that you're really hoping that your students walk away with from if they choose to sign up for this course with you?
The self-realization that they are the universe, and as such, they can draw on its beauty, magnificence, and healing grace to be of service to the 7 generations and beyond. And by service, my beloved Amy, I mean to be real, to be authentic, to be in the earth, and only as such will the star realm descend once again upon the land. And thus we fulfill the prophecies of the Taripai Pacha, of our re-hyphen membering as a peaceful, unified, shamanic, global culture. That is what I envision and know is possible with the caliber, quality, and extraordinary diversity of the virtual family that has been attracted to these apprenticeship offerings. Show up, be present, speak your heart, and remain open to outcome. I borrowed that from a dear sister that is now taking care of us from the Hanak Pacha, Endless Aryan. Thank you all for being here.
Thank you so much, Don Oscar. We do have a few more minutes and we've got lots of questions. So I really like this question we have from Juanita. In this age of information, Juanita asks, What is the connection between an open heart and an expanded mind?
Wonderful question, Juanita. An open heart is a prerequisite for an expanded mind. It is through feeling that we are able to dream beyond our five sensorial conditioned experience. Deep feeling requires allowing life to permeate every fiber of your being without resistance to whether it feels good or feels bad. That's what an open heart is, being fully present to the wonderfully unpredictable nature of life, which in turn allows our minds, capital M, to dream and imagine what has not yet been born on earth. Remember, the soul remembers, the spirit awakens, the heart leaps, the mind knows, and the body follows. The heart's in the middle of those two polarities. Keep it open, dear one.
Beautiful. Thank you. And thank you, Juanita, for the question. So as we move towards close tonight, there's a lot of questions in here about people wondering about the impacts of the eclipse and the time frame for that impact. And there's a question here from Oshun asking about how do I know that the light is having a transformative effect on my body? Will it be obvious? Will I just feel the effects of greater power, intuition, or depth of awareness? And I just want to add in that, you know, many people are asking about how can we identify and support any changes that may be taking place due to this great heavenly event?
Any good brother and sister that did witness the eclipse, whether in its totality or partial penumbra, have been impacted bioetherically and vibrationally. Now, think of the 9 days prior to the eclipse as a period of purification and of cleansing, and the 9 days following the eclipse as a period of affirming and directing one's higher will. The 9 days prior have passed, and we are now approaching the ninth day, which will be tomorrow, of its passing. Yet those 9 days, in my own experience, have become 9 months. So I foresee the impact and influence of any shamanic adept that has taken in fully that celestial miracle into their bioetheric field to have the time of gestation in human form to cultivate a more refined sense of their own soul dharma. It is inevitable that you probably are having much more lucid dreams than you were prior to the eclipse, that you can feel a heightened vibrational sheath around you if you just concentrate on the tip of your index finger and allow yourself to feel the pulse of your heart that eventually turns into a much more empowered, energizing, that almost with soft, clear depth gazing, as if you would look into one of those 3D posters, you may see a little extension of luminosity or auric field around that finger. It is a matter of just remaining aware, paying attention, and embracing the childlike awe that is your birthright, with which to cultivate an expanded experience of shamanic transcendence within your physical mortal body. And know that the medicine is being cooked perfectly within the alchemical furnace of your heart. It's happening. You don't need to worry about how that much. Just show up and love Mother Nature and the children's children. Thank you for your question.
Oh, thank you so much, Don Oscar. And thanks to everybody who joined us and who supplied the questions to create such a beautiful, loving field of experience here as we come to the end of our time. Oscar, I just want to thank you, as always, for showing up so fully and open-hearted and generously. And for those of you who are ready to join us, please visit shiningonecourse.com. We start next Tuesday, September 5th at 4 p.m. Pacific. And I don't even know what to say. I feel very, very full. So thank you to everyone who joined us. And on behalf of us here at the Shift Network, I wish you well. And I look forward to having you on this course or in one in the future. Thank you so much.
Hailey! Love you all. See you soon.